Sam Buckley, she is the assistant to emergency management. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
When were you boots on the ground?
I started at the beginning of August.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's going by fast, probably.
It's going by so fast.
Well, you know, it's just great to have you come into the position with your background. And I don't know a lot about it, Sam, and I was wondering if you could tell us where you came from. Where were you before this?
Sure. Before this, I was in Coos County. I worked at their public health department as their public health emergency preparedness coordinator. So a similar role to what I'm currently in, but just a little bit, it was housed a little bit differently and it was formatted a little bit differently. And I was there for doing that position for just about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, I was working in their public health department on accreditation, actually, which you guys just achieved. So
you know that very well.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Nicole had said like it was 126 documents.
Yes,
was
a lot of work.
Wow.
Yes. And I think Nicole said it took them about 5 years. I know it taken Coos County about 5 years to get to the point of applying as well.
Yeah, a lot of work.
So much work.
So you're in Coos and you take this opportunity to come up here. Another thing I thought was interesting, Sam, is you are also working on your master's right now.
Correct.
In?
Public health.
In public health.
Yes.
So, you know, can you just give us sort of a snapshot about how we think about preparedness in terms of public health? I mean, what's just the kind of the general overview of what that means?
Sure. So public health preparedness covers a variety of different things. We think a lot about how we would best handle various outbreaks or disease situations. We also like to think about ways that we could help the community after a disaster to keep an outbreak from happening. So that would be what we think of here is if Cascadia happened and we had to shelter a lot of people, how would we make sure that their water is safe for them to drink and things of that nature? So public health can cover a lot of different types of response activities in that sort of realm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the gist of it. And a lot of what we do is planning. So a lot of the day-to-day work is planning for those things and also making sure that we have good community connections so that we can all work together.
Yeah. You know, as you're really in our emergency management department, and it seems typically like the public health preparedness coordinator sort of lives over in Health and Human Services. And I just think this is an interesting kind of collaboration in a way, because I mean, do you feel from what you've seen so far, you know, you're kind of maybe seeing things you wouldn't see normally, like, you know, the public health coordinator in any county probably works with the emergency manager.
That's correct.
Frequently.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So typically, I know in Coos County, I was housed at the health department, which is, I believe, more typical, though I will just say that each health department is different in its own right. So it just varies depending on where you go. And here in Lincoln County, we are housed directly with the emergency manager. We're one of four counties in the state that does that. So it's kind of a special thing. And it's really wonderful. You get to work really directly with your emergency manager to make sure that you guys are coordinating really well. And it gives you a lot of opportunity. So I feel like I've gotten a really good opportunity to see hands-on the EOC, which is the Emergency Operations Center, which is something that I didn't necessarily always have access to when I was housed in a different building from the emergency manager.
Yeah, you know, and sort of maybe, you know, with a county of our size you know, I see us as it's continually evolving maybe when it comes to how we staff our EOC and how we respond. It just seems to be like a never-ending cycle of, you know, planning and preparation and all those things. But for me too, you know, as the PIO who jumps into the EOC, you know, we wear a lot of hats.
That's very true.
So kind of being hybrid is necessary, it seems, with a county of our size.
I agree.
So, you know, it's a great opportunity to do a lot of different things but it also poses maybe challenges too, because you have to be in so many lanes. You know, there's a lot to learn and do.
Oh, for sure. But it gives us some flexibility. Like if I wasn't available, you know that your emergency manager has a sense of what public health preparedness response is, which is great.
Awesome. So. Okay, Sam Buckley, we will be back in just a moment on Connections. Stay with us. Yes, welcome back to Connections. I'm Casey Miller. Thanks for joining us today. Every Thursday at 9 County Connections. Pleasure to be broadcast from Quinnebay Communications throughout the county. Sam Buckley with us. See, she is the assistant to the emergency manager, but really, in addition to that, public health coordinator, is that kind of the term?
In other counties, they call it the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Okay. Very
emergency
long.
Okay, and that's, no, and that's, I think, really a key distinction, as you were describing earlier. Sam, the work that you're doing, like, for your master's, I just wanted to touch on that because, you know, that's got to be, you're busy.
Yes.
You work all day, man, you got to study, and... Any emphasis that you're taking on, you know, your master's right now, out of curiosity?
So it's a master's specifically for working professionals, and it's an executive program. So they cover some of that more high-level administrative stuff. Hmm. It's meant to prepare you to work in an administrative position in a health department. So it's sort of a broad overview of all the public health programs. And if you're not familiar with those programs, it's things like the immunizations program, environmental health program, and they just give you enough background that if you helped manage someone who was managing that program, you could understand what they were talking about and know the bigger picture.
Do you think there are other students who are not currently working in a public health environment that may be doing this?
I think most of the other students are not working in a public health department.
What an advantage it must be you to actually already be doing the work.
I think it's sometimes an advantage, but sometimes it can be a disadvantage. Like, I have a little bit of a ready, set idea about what working in a health department is like, and it can limit my ability to be open to what they're talking about.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're open to it, you know, and of course, Sam Schaefer, also going for her master's right now. I'm going to get the Sams confused. Which one's doing what? Okay, so a fall activity, good stuff, right?
Yes.
Because, I mean, really, this is when we do our presentations and we get everybody, you know, stoked for being prepared for the winter months. But there's some immunization activity happening.
There sure is. We have a lot going on in September, but throughout the fall. And the one thing that I think is really important that's coming up, well, everything's really important, but this is a public health immunization clinic, and it's happening at the Readiness Fair in Lincoln City, and it's going to have immunizations for school-aged children. So if you have school-aged kids and they need to get their immunizations ready before February 20th, this is a great opportunity to come have them with your public health staff in Lincoln City. You can also come get a flu shot. They have free flu shots while supplies last, so it's a really good chance to get that early flu shot before flu season really kicks in.
Yeah, and connecting the dots here for us on the preparedness type thing, you know, like you say, a disease outbreak.
I mean, correct.
This is where that emergency preparation kind of overlaps, even though we probably don't tend to think of, you know, not immunizing. It's probably been so long since there's been any kind of major outbreak, but
correct.
That's what could happen.
Yes, we want to make sure we don't have any major outbreaks. And I know that they've had some issues with immunizable diseases in the recent in recent history because people aren't getting immunized. And so we really want to make sure we want to keep that herd immunization going, and we want to have a larger number of people immunized than not, so that people who can't be immunized, like potentially people with autoimmune disorders or very small infants, don't get those diseases. So it's very important.
I noticed there's a pretty detailed chart online about kind of what ages and what things happen, especially for new parents.
There sure is, yes. And I think you can find it on the Health and Human Services website, but I don't know the specific address.
No, you're right. I think it's right now it is in our news section, and the school-based health centers, you know, outside of, you know, Europe too, are going to make that possible, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, I've seen it online. Under the What's New section. So people can find pretty easily, even though the walk-in clinics are done, you know, you've got this coming up. And anything else happening in regard to immunizations? Like, that event is just a co-event?
It sure is. So the immunization clinic that's happening with the flu shot clinic, they're together. So you can go and you can say, this is what I want, or this is what my kid needs. And they'll take your insurance. And if you don't have insurance, there's options for you as well, but no one will be turned away. So that's really great. And at the same time, they'll be having the readiness fair. So you can see what else is going on in the emergency preparedness community, meet some of the local preparedness partners, learn about go-gets, and just sort of learn while you're there about what you can better do to be prepared for a potential disaster.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, we'll talk more about it. We'll take our last break. with Sam Buckley. She is our new assistant to emergency management. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us today. Did want to remind you before we kick it into gear here that you can download this audio program today and for the next week through KNPT's website. Look for the link podcasts. And then as well, I archive these on the county's website. So really great opportunity to go back and revisit these wonderful discussions. So Sam Buckley is with us. She is the new assistant to emergency management. Sam, okay, I'm going to just sort of throw one out here at you because I know we want to talk about Cascadia presentations and National Preparedness Month and Facebook. So what are your impressions, too, of, you know, emergency management is within the sheriff's office. You've got a lot of people in uniforms running around. That's got to be a little bit different.
It's definitely new, yeah. So, like, I just want to four in the county that has the public health preparedness housed with emergency management. And I think typically emergency management is housed at least near the sheriff, maybe not always under. I'm not 100% certain in other counties, actually. But that was a huge transition for me because I'm used to a public health office where, you know, it's just people in regular clothes, and this was a little intimidating, honestly.
No, I mean, it's neat, really, because, you know, you've got a whole different set of resources more at your fingertips, I think.
That's true. And it feels like there's a higher level of professionalism, not to downgrade the professionalism of public health. They're very professional.
Yeah.
But something about a uniform really makes you sit up a little taller. Right. Yes.
No. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, I wish I could run around and look crisp like that and like official like that.
We could
talk
about getting you one if you want.
Yeah. No, for sure. You know, I think the sheriff is just, it really is a well-running machine, you know.
It seems that way,
So it's a good thing. But I was curious what your impressions were because it's different from what you were doing before. But so I digress. So Cascadia presentations, did you do anything of this nature previously or is this like, wow, new stuff?
This is new to me and actually cool. Jenny, the emergency manager, will be giving them, but hopefully I'll be learning so I can give some in the future and help her. But I know that these have been done before by her, and we will have some new exciting information at this round on earthquake mitigation. So there were some presentations.
New fresh stuff.
Yeah. We've got some great posters provided by Kay Wyatt, who is out of our Depot Bay CERT, and those will be available so people can learn something new. And these presentations are happening throughout the month of September and also in October. So there's a lot of different options to choose from. The one coming up the soonest is going to be September 11th. That's a Tuesday, and it'll be from 10:30 to 12:30 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Waldport. Okay. And if you want more information about any of these presentations, we have a flyer about them on our website, which is the county website at the Emergency Management Department. I think it's under departments. Yeah. And it's in the What's Happening Now link on the left-hand side, and you can find it there, and it includes all the dates and the times.
Yeah, and you guys just launched Facebook, too. I think you've been working on it, but it's really kind of coming together, and it sounds to me you're doing a good job, and you're really thinking about what you're posting, and that it's worth people's time. Yeah,
and these events are that's a great point. These events are also on Facebook, so you can hop on there and find them as well. And our Facebook is at LC Emergency Management, so we're trying to really use it as a way to educate people, and we're posting Throwback Thursday photos, so you can get on there and see some real cool photos throughout the weeks, and make sure we're just really keeping the information coming through the Facebook page.
Awesome. You know, that's what I love about Facebook is that it does give you the opportunity to kind of post stuff that's also maybe not a full-blown media release and, you know, can give the community a look at important information, but also maybe inside a little of who's
doing
what.
That's very true. Yeah. It makes it a little more personal.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's the advantage of Facebook for sure. You know, not to mention really good distribution, but you're right. So if folks go to emergency management under departments, they can find all this information about readiness fairs. The new Facebook is kind of embedded in the website, which is a cool feature. And like you say, you know, this has been done before. Sam, in Coos County, I mean, do you feel like the ethos of Cascadia is a little bit different up in Lincoln from what you've seen so far? Or was there, do you remember any moments when, you know, people kind of, you know, there's that New Yorker article I can't help but thinking about. Did that bring the awareness up in Coos as well?
Well, I wasn't living in Coos when that article came out. Okay. I was living in the Valley, and I will say that it brought the awareness up in the Valley a bit.
Okay.
From my perspective.
Interesting.
In Coos County, I think there was already a level of awareness mm-hmm. happening. I think in a lot of these coastal communities, there's a level of awareness, at least among emergency management professionals, mm-hmm. and it's been there for quite some time. I think the hardest part about emergency management is educating the public in a way that doesn't terrify them so that they are still able to prepare themselves.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is just something that they struggle with everywhere mm-hmm. along the coastline. And it's hard for me to speak super specifically about it because I wasn't housed with the emergency manager. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to attend his Cascadia presentations with him. He did do presentations.
Okay. Neat.
I think he did them specifically with the campgrounds, but mm-hmm. It was just a different working relationship. So I don't know if he got a lot of pushback or things like that. I can't speak to that at this time.
Yeah. Well, it's you know, it's something we need to be aware of.
Very
and
true.
I think it's really, you know, OEM has emphasized, or the, you know, the region we're in with FEMA, the last conference we were in, you know, they really have put Cascadia up that priority level of even at the FEMA level. And, you know, I think that's, you know, we need to be honest with ourselves about, you know, the risks. We're on the coast.
That's very true. And we need to make sure we can take care of ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
Stock your water, stock your food.
Yeah, and a really good point. You know, preparedness fairs are such a great opportunity to think about those things. It just becomes a mental exercise. Do you got your bug out kit? You know, do you have some provisions? It's just, it should become part of a maintenance thing maybe that we do.
I agree. And I think it's a good way to meet other people in the community that you will most likely be working with after Cascadia happens. So you know your neighbors, you know what they have, and that's really important.
Yeah, I totally agree. And maybe that's some of the piece that we're missing these days is we're looking at smartphones and we're, you know, online on Facebook. It's like, do you know who lives in your neighborhood? But some Buckley, pleasure to have you with the county.
And thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Great. Well, we'll hear a lot more from you in the future. And you can find out about Sam going to the Emergency Management website. Thanks for listening today. We'll be here same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connection.